the monthly meeting of the Public Safety Committee to order with roll call. Mark?
Aye.
Judy?
Present.
Tom?
Here.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Bob Adams? And I'm present. And obviously, our chairman is not present today. If you have not heard, her sister has died. And I'd like to start with a moment of silence, if you may. Thank you. And the arrangements, in case anyone has the opportunity to go to, are on this sheet here. I spoke to her yesterday at an event we were both at. She seems to be doing okay for the time being, but you know how that goes. So let's keep her in our thoughts and prayer. I see no one from the public, so we'll go to the minutes. If you've had a chance to look at the minutes, I'll entertain a motion. Motion by Mr. Allen, second by Mr. Anderson.
Anderson.
I said Dorian. Roll call, Mark.
Aye. Judy.
Yes.
Tom.
Yes.
Bill.
Yes.
Dave.
Aye.
Aye. The purchasing approvals are going around the table, so we'll come back to those. Animal control.
What we have there is a grant application for approval from the Partners for Pets for the spay-neuter program. That money has already been set aside. It's like the other ones Tammy has brought up there, just requesting approval of it.
We're used to that, right? This is they perform 49 surgeries. Total amount is $2,940. Partners for Pets. We've been doing.
Are you going to do them individually, or are you going to do everything at the end?
I think this is the only thing. Is this the only thing from Animal Control?
That's the only thing Animal Control's got.
I'll make a motion to approve it, or second.
Motion by Steve.
Second.
Second by Art. Any further discussions? Hearing none. Roll call. Art.
Aye.
Judy.
Yes.
Tom.
Yes.
Bill.
Yes.
Aye.
Do you have anything else you'd like to share with us today?
I have nothing new.
Okay. Then let us move on to the coroner's report. I don't see anybody from the coroner's office. As always, his report is online. Sheriff.
I've got a couple things. One is a purchase request for a panel system. That's for the front office. It's a beautiful system for the front office clerical office.
Panel system for front office. Royal Office Products, $9,156.50. Okay.
That's in the budget, right?
Yeah.
Motion to approve.
Motion by R to approve. Second by Steve. Any further discussion? Roll call. Art?
Aye.
Judy?
Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Aye. Steve? Do you have anything else for us today?
No, sir. Other than that resolution.
Where is that?
I do have a question on the bill. Well, we got Brad up. Is that okay if I ask him a question about the bills?
Yeah.
There's a $25,000 request. It says sheriff's equipment. It's kind of a vague description. The first line item there.
What?
Yeah, that's all in the capital outlay. That's new equipment for our new police cars, the light bars and the cages and all that stuff for 10 new police cars.
Okay.
Is what that is.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, thanks. Did you have it?
Can you talk about that?
The resolution for mutual
aid. Yeah, that resolution is...
Is that it, though, or I want to make sure we have it before we...
We've got it.
That's a mutual aid agreement.
Okay.
That's a mutual aid agreement for our ILEAS team, which is covers our mobile field force, and then also our tactical team. That's the ILEAS is what gave us the Bearcat, the trailers, and those type things under after 9/11. The state funds that we received for that, or the federal funds that we received for that. We've actually got four guys on that team. We house that Bearcat. Alton's got the bigger armored vehicle. Granite's got the transport vehicle. And obviously, under those situations, that team is very necessary and there was hostage or critical incidents.
So it's just like mutual aid agreement within the county with
the
local departments?
The counties and the states, right.
Okay. Okay, now does that, I mean, this doesn't leave Illinois though, right?
No. Well,
or is that part of this agreement?
It could. Obviously, we sent that team down to Louisiana in Hurricane Katrina.
Oh, okay.
We sent guys out to the East Coast when they had the hurricane hit out there on the East Coast. So they can be deployed nationwide at times. And but that has to be an authorization from the governor.
Okay, but by doing that, we can also get, because we go there, we can also get resources.
Exactly. We would have a natural disaster or a terrorist attack to get those resources, too. We did have one more, and I'll have to go check with supply purchasing, if you don't mind, for some ballistic vests. I didn't see that one in there, so let me go see if I can find that and bring it back.
Do you know what the amount is from the vendor?
It's the vendor's Rail Heron. It's roughly $10,000 for vests, expired ballistic vests. They're replacement vests for our people.
I'll make a motion that we approve. Company's name?
Rail Heron.
Not to exceed $10,000 for ballistic vests.
How many vests are there?
They're roughly close to 20 vests. It's replacing the expired vests.
So the $500
They were about $500.
They only last 5 years or so.
They only last 5 years and you have to replace them.
Okay.
Those are replacement vests.
I want to ask you another question, if I may, regarding, you said the armored car, and you said there's a personnel carrier, so it sounded like there was three vehicles. I've seen the armored car down in Alton. Have they ever used it? Is that ever?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
When is it used?
Well, you'll have murder suspects. We'll have that tactical team come out as opposed to potentially happening what happened in Belleville.
Right.
We'll do search warrants, high-profile search warrants, where you got potentially dangerous situations.
Okay.
I've seen them use it in Granite for drug busts.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I was going to say, I thought all
those guys trained. Those guys trained together. You know, even it's to the point now to where that team is so highly trained that even sometimes the state will call that team as opposed to their own team.
And
okay,
they'll get local enforcement as well, and they'll end up with 40, 50 people surrounding a house.
Right.
Yeah,
numbers.
I think all uses it when they do those
numbers are great.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you got a motion?
Motion and a second on the floor.
For the vests.
Right.
Do we want to omnibus it with the inter?
Yeah.
Government?
Well, yeah, I guess you could.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also approve the intergovernmental agreement,
mutual agreement,
existing formation of the Illinois Law Enforcement Alarm System by intergovernmental cooperation. I'll take that part of my motion, too.
Okay. Motion by Steve, second by Bill. Roll call, Art.
Aye.
Judy.
Yes.
Tom.
Yes.
Bill.
Yes.
Steve.
Aye.
Okay, so we got, this is the original?
Yes.
I'm kind of surprised by all the paperwork here, gentlemen and ladies.
Get that.
Straight, it's not easy.
If you can get that for us, so
if
we have a copy, then I guess we all try.
If you don't have a copy, I just wanted to get it approved if something happened because we didn't have the purchase.
Right.
I feel pretty bad about it.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I think you're the last one. Oh, pretty sure.
That's yours.
Yeah, that's yours.
Yeah.
Motion to approve purchasing order.
Motion by R to approve purchasing orders. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Tom. Roll call. R.
Aye.
Judy.
Yes.
Tom.
Yes.
Bill.
Yes.
Steve.
Aye.
Okay, so we got that. And I'm assuming
he's finished with
the sheriff. So
you got a spare one here for fuel tank repairs.
That's why we got all those extra ones. He made copies for everybody. We'll go to.
That's a mutual.
I'll throw them both again. 16.
Okay. I don't think it makes a difference, but on the body armor vests, there are
16 of them, and the dollar amount is $10,717.72.
So you have to amend your
motion. If you remove your second, I'll remove my motion.
Oh, you got it.
Okay. I would move that we approve a request from the Madison County Sheriff's Office to Ray O'Haron for amount of $10,717.72.
And your mutual aid agreement, you can put that in.
And the mutual aid agreement.
And I'll second by Bill. We'll redo the roll call to match the figures. Art?
Aye.
Judy?
Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Dave?
Aye.
Okay, now we can move on to the license investigator. Who is not here? There's someone?
Frank's not here. He had a death in the family. But I do have, just a bit for your approval, a caterer's license.
A what?
A liquor license. Class C caterer's license.
This one from Kara Deaton for the Gilligan's Bar and Grill.
Yes.
Gilligan's. Gilligan's. Where's that at?
Oh, the Shores.
I like that place. I make a motion we approve.
I think they got great food.
Yeah, it's a pretty good place.
I think Gilligan's. I taught one of the owners, unless she's not in it anymore.
So this would be my issuing an annual caterer's license for her to transfer alcoholic beverages from her Gilligan's location to a catered event location.
I don't think Gilligan drank.
That's true.
I don't remember even.
There's nothing illegal. There's nothing illegal about doing that.
So this has been about a month of me dealing with
moving alcohol,
Joe zoning and the state's attorney.
Yeah, this is our first time I've ever been on the committee when we've dealt with something like this.
Yeah.
She just wanted to transport it somewhere.
I would think they probably would take wine, and I mean, don't caterers like Tony's and Alton and put people like that? I think I've seen them cater events and bring alcohol, right?
They're only one of the three people that do liquor out of Lewis and Clark when they have events in the McPike Hall.
Yeah,
but she's talking food though too, right?
Well, food and alcohol, yeah. But we don't license.
Do we have any requirements on how they transport alcohol or anything based on that? I mean, I don't want them getting in trouble saying that, well, the county said it was okay for me to do it, and one of our sheriffs pulled them over because
we don't have the authority to do that.
12 bottles of open alcohol. Well, we're giving them the authority to transport alcohol, that's what I'm saying.
Not open.
Well, but that's why I want to know if we have conditions built in to this that say...
The county ordinance is very vague on the caterer's license. It's just an amendment that there's now a Class C type, and this goes back many years ago. So that's why I had the state's attorney, Joe, and zoning involved in getting the paperwork done for this license. And the second page attachment are really the only additions that I was asked to add to the application for the Class C.
So they did add things to it to
yes, yeah, so there's language that's being added to the certificate.
Okay.
Also.
I think we've got everything.
So you think it's something we should approve?
State's attorney and
everything. You recommend you approve it?
I would, yeah. based on my conversation with Joe and Derek and zoning.
Okay.
We've addressed all the concerns that they brought.
Yeah, I'm surprised that's the first time, or you know, that there's not more of them that would be asking to do that. Maybe they just.
And I do know that.
People have wine tastings and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, on the other hand, a lot of places bring food in, but not the booze. Yeah. You know, they're going to a KC hall. We're not going to let them bring booze in.
Yeah.
No,
that's true. Let them do that. Yeah.
You know, places like that aren't going to let them. Seriously, they're going to buy our booze.
Champagne towns are on their way out to a lot of halls. So, motion to approve.
Motion by Art, second by Judy. Any further discussion? Roll call. Art?
Aye.
Judy?
Yes.
Kyle?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Steve?
Aye.
Just sign it like we always do, right here.
Anything can go,
yes.
Have anything else for us today?
We don't, unless you have questions when we get to one of Larry's resolutions.
Yeah. Well, it looks like emergency management is up.
Okay, we actually have three items for you. The first is a purchase order. And this is replacing the fuel tanks and repairs to three of my generators, emergency generators that are wheeled. We have nine of those total. Every year I have those maintained and serviced and load tested. On three of those units, they found some major gumming issues with the fuel, which requires them to pull the tanks, lines, and the pumps out of them and replace them. So that's going to be a total of $10,310.94.
Those are diesel
units? Diesel. We're looking into some alternative fuel for that, and that's an agricultural fuel, that red fuel they call it.
Tax-free diesel?
Yes. So turns out we can use that in our emergency generators.
How often are those things started and ran? Just when you need them? Or
twice a week. Or once a month, I'm sorry.
You put it through a regular maintenance.
The only thing that we don't do once a month is load test them, and that's actually put them on a pretty heavy load because that's what they need. So we do that once a year.
Do you follow NFPA?
So, yeah.
We've got a load test anyway.
Are those three-phase generators?
Some of them are. I think four of them are three-phase. We have 565 kWs and four 45 kWs.
Wow. So those would be used, I would guess. I mean, have you ever used? Have you used those? Have you? Okay.
In fact, the last storm is where we ran into our problem because we used them for one of them for a communications tower, for the communications tower that actually pages out all the fire departments.
Oh, okay.
So we hooked it up to that, and it was running during the power outage. And when they filled it up, I guess they filled it up
to large mobile units.
Okay.
Yeah, they said they're on wheels. Yeah.
Are these like the ones that the Grand City Fire Department has one?
Identical.
Okay.
Except ours don't have light bars on them.
You don't?
Grand City's got a light tower on it. Well, actually, that's mine.
No.
I let you guys out.
I know. We use it at all kinds of things.
I know.
Festivals, parades.
Well, that's what it needs.
But, we have to, I think we put it under our bay now. Put it on a load about every 3 months.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I know that some of those sewer districts and places like that, and water and sewer districts, have those big pumps that they would maybe have a community that's out of power for, and it's nice to know that those things are out there because those are expensive to buy and they don't get used very much. They sit there most of the time and all they do is start them up to make sure they still run.
Yeah. We try to encourage municipalities to even borrow them for like homecomings and stuff. Just to keep them under a load because that's what they really need. And, sometimes they use them, sometimes they don't.
So. Motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
By Bill. Any further discussion?
Larry, those.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay. Those are on. Are they on trailers? Or are they on trucks or trailers? Okay.
Trailers.
Okay.
They're all towable.
Any other questions?
And the second one is. A resolution, and Jennifer in our office worked with this on us, and I appreciate that, Jennifer, because she did a great job on this. But we were trying to figure out how we can get.
Can I stop you for a minute, Larry?
Sure, absolutely.
We were going to omnibus, but we've already had a motion, and we'll have to redo it if we do.
Aye.
Yes.
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 Aye.
Okay, I'll go ahead. I'm sorry.
This resolution that we put together will allow us to take donations from the public for disaster relief efforts and recovery efforts. Historical data dictates many times that it's not unusual if Madison County were hit with a large disaster, the donations can come up worth $1 million. We wanted to capture that $1 million, especially within Madison County, because a lot of people don't like to donate to the Red Cross or Salvation Army like that. because they're not sure where the money's going to come from. A lot of people like to donate to the government itself, so we put this together to allow the
county.
You're not sure where the money's going to come from. Anyway, we wanted to capture that money so that we could spend that money on donations and materials and supplies that are necessary for recovery efforts. So this will be in place for that time that we hope never happens.
It's kind of like if Conoco wanted to donate 1,000 gallons of diesel for your generators.
Right,
you know,
and a lot of those corporations would rather just donate to the government rather than to a national organization like the Red Cross. So we're going to encourage people to donate money to the Red Cross, but in turn we'll have this set up. So
will that money also be able to be used for this emergency alert system?
No.
That will it only be able to be used for disaster operations?
Yes. Disaster recovery efforts.
Because I know we got donations to get that going, right?
Mm-hmm. We had a buy-in from Conoco.
Right. So, I mean, but isn't there a cost every year that is associated with that? Yeah. That, like, even though it's considered part of a disaster, the emergency notification, it can't be used for that?
No. Only recovery efforts.
You try.
Okay. I try.
The title of this resolution is a little bit, is pretty broad, but the body, the you know.
Well, I think that's why you're here.
Basically, any donations that emergency management would receive would be deposited to the general fund for general use.
Okay.
By how the county saw fit. The only way to restrict the use of a fund is either by board action or, you know, if there's an legislation that's tied to the funds, which would be like a grant agreement or a state statute, which any donations wouldn't meet the restrictions of grant agreements or statutes. So it's up to the board to designate that use can only be for disaster relief efforts, and that it can then be moved into its own special revenue fund for Larry to administer in relief efforts. But that's a GASB 54, Governmental Accounting Standards Board, requires, if we're going to move it into a special use fund or special revenue fund, that we have to have a resolution.
And so it's just the body that's important, and the title, you understand what I'm saying, the title, it looks like we're doing something a little more broad than that, right?
Right. No, and actually I'll probably remove the order of use of fund balance, so it's just a resolution to approve commitment.
Okay.
I was looking at that. That was from the original resolution that was passed a couple years ago. But basically it's just saying that in the event Larry receives donations,
yeah,
it will automatically be deposited into a special revenue fund.
Right. No, I have no problem. I have no problem with that at all. That's a great idea. I just thought when I read the resolution, it sounds like we're going to allow.
I'm sitting here and I go, what the heck?
Oh, yeah.
That's what he's talking about right now.
Yeah, okay.
Just kind of paper flying around here today.
And we don't, it's actually being presented to the finance committee.
I was just going to say, are we even voting on this? Or is this just for public
information? This was just to let you guys know for when it goes to the
board.
Right. It's only finance committee and county board that needs to approve a commitment or designation.
Well, let's go ahead and recommend it, just because it's in front of us, and let's do something.
It's chemical stuff.
A sense of the public safety committee?
Yeah.
I think it's a good idea.
Yes.
I don't know how much
it's a great idea.
I don't know how much money you're going to get, but something's in place. Because I understand what you're saying.
Don't tell the Red Cross and everybody else that
it's great.
They'd rather donate to us than them.
I know one thing, the director of the Red Cross makes a lot more than the director of emergency management.
And that's probably why corporations...
Not by much, though.
That's probably why corporations don't want to give
just
the Red Cross.
Okay, do you guys have anything else for us?
Yes, sir. One more thing. We'll make it quick. I feel like we're hogging around today. Just go ahead and pass those out. Same spiel I give every time we have an exercise. We have an earthquake exercise coming up April 29th. It begins at 8:30. We normally schedule it for 8 hours of play, which would be 4:30, but we've been getting done earlier. So I guess if you want to come by and you can't make it to the afternoon, I'll probably call just to make sure we're still exercising. But you're always welcome to come by and check out the EOC regardless. We're going to be testing the objectives I have listed here. One of the big things that we're going to do, we're going to be moving some equipment with this exercise. We actually have a pretty neat piece of equipment from STARS that we got that's a mobile heating and cooling unit, and we're going to deploy that during this exercise. We're going to basically say that a nursing home has lost power and needs to, you know, have their building cooled, and we're going to do that with the Wood River Fire Department, so we'll be doing that. We're also going to be setting up a triage tent in Falto, and we're also going to have Madison County Transit participating in this exercise, and we're going to be moving some victims from the East Dalton area to Alton, where the Red Cross is going to have a shelter set up at the Alton Mental Health Facility. So a few different things we're testing this time that we haven't done before, so looking forward to that. Like I said, I've got a list of participating agencies down there, but this is a good one for us to exercise because we haven't really done an earthquake exercise as far as, so. And also I have on here, if you could please RSVP to me if you do plan to come, because we do serve lunch, so.
And it's 2014.
Yeah, sorry, 2014.
I feel much better now.
Details.
Year planning, huh?
I didn't. 2015.
Yeah.
April specific.
Yes.
Where'd you put 2015?
Yeah.
That's when the real one's going
to go. Then don't go to Alton Mental Health Center, because I was the chief engineer there for 25 years.
It's not going to work, is it?
The buildings are run reinforced masonry, and they're not going to be there. So.
Well, we're going to pretend this time it will be, because that's where the Red Cross is going to
fault line's
going to
go around that.
Yeah, it's going to split.
It's going to come back.
That might,
it'll be an island after a while.
Okay. So sorry, yes, 2014 is in a couple weeks from now. So.
Anything else, guys? Okay. I know 911's not here because we got the email saying they were both at training, I believe.
And a training at the ballpark, I think.
So, and,
that's where I would be trained if I had a chance.
Dana said they had nothing for us anyway. Yeah. That, so. New
said
business.
They had lost seats that weren't sold.
Well,
New business, I have a mobile home license. Submit a report dated March 31st, 2014, $150 to cover 3 mobile home licenses.
Motion approved.
Second
by Art, second by Judy. Joe Bill, by Art. Judy?
Yes.
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Steve?
I am. $50 for a mobile home license.
And
that kind of goes along with the earthquake training, too, you know.
Yeah, they need to go.
Do we have any other business
with this committee?
I hope I got all this paper. I think we did. Oh, we did both these in there.
Yeah.
We did. Okay. All right.
And this you signed.
Yeah. We got any other business?
There's another one we all signed.
If none, I will entertain a motion for adjournment.
We'll move.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.